we have a variety of clients who have $100 million or so that's owed to them. I had a partner who foolishly asked for a check versus applying to his estimate a $100,000 refund, and it took him like 16 months to get it. And we have access to people, you know, and it still took him 16 months to get it. And now here's what's crazy that blows your mind. So we all know the IRS has to pay interest if they don't process certain claims for refunds and certain other things. They have to pay interest. But guess what? They don't really care. Now, this goes out on the web, so I should say they care, but they don't really care. And the reason they don't care is it doesn't hit their budget. Anytime you pay interest, it just goes on the big Treasury budget for interest paid. It doesn't go against the IRS budget. So there's no penalty if they don't process these millions and millions of returns because there's no penalty to the IRS. They don't care. And so that interest that gets paid, and it's going to be in the billions, the interest that gets paid, it doesn't hit their budget. So what? And so that's a problem with the system per se. And I can tell you, I have proposed trying to hit some of that on the IRS budget before, and you would have thought this whole ceiling was going to fall down by making that proposal. You know, oh, you can't do that. That's horrific. But so there's all these returns. Now, I'll give you an example of what's going on now. Two things are going on, and I can say about the corporate stuff because I know that the best. They're paying it out in drips and drabs. So because, again, we know people, we got one client who was owed $150 million. We got the attention of people. And now that refund claim, even though it's about 14 months old, is finally getting processed. But guess what? They're issuing it to them in six different checks over a period of time, and they've only gotten two so far. Now, wait, it's $150 million. The first check was for $97,000. The next check was for like $400,000. I mean, and when I say drips and drabs, it's drips and drabs. And I question whether they're ever going to get near the amount, but we've been told they have. The second thing that's going on is if you're an individual or you're a small business, or you all's case, if you had a 941 that you amended because of retention credits or whatever the case may be, and you found out you made an error, you go to the taxpayer advocate to open up a case to say, hey, can you track this and find out where my refund is? Now, there is a thing that says where your refund is, but, you know, taxpayer advocate's supposed to check that all out for you and help you. The taxpayer advocate refused to accept cases in the middle of last year. All the way up till this year, they just said, we can't handle any more cases. Because again, when you got these kind of numbers in the tens of millions that haven't been processed, they can't handle all the claims being sent into their offices. So they said, no mas, I don't want any more returns. So they now just started accepting claims again from taxpayers who said they're having problems with the IRS getting notices. I also, last thing, I had a client who was tracking this very closely on where's my return and how things are going and was checking on it, and they got actually assigned a person. When you're a big case, when you're a big taxpayer, you can get assigned a person who follows your case through and things like that. So they got assigned someone, and they found out, all once out of the blue, their case got dismissed, and they said they didn't have enough documentation on their claim for refund. It's an NOL. They carried it back, and, you know, they're just asking. There was no documentation. And the key is, though, under IRS procedures, they can't cancel your claim until they give the taxpayer a chance to provide the adequate documentation. That never happened. So the company goes to their representative at the IRS who's supposed to be helping them process their claim. And the person goes, I have no idea what went on, but I can't talk to you about this anymore. And, you know, that was the end of that. And so, need I say, the commissioner testified in front of the Finance Committee a couple of weeks ago, and I know, he might have gotten a question, a written question to him about this, because I have heard from the other accounting firms, this may be something systematic going on, that for the IRS, if they deny your claim, the only real choice you have when it's a claim for refund is to go into court. Well, guess what? That means, I cleared up a case. I don't have that return anymore. It's out of my building. And so we think, well, I don't think it's from on high. I think a service center has decided that's a great way to handle a lot of these things. And so crazy stuff going on at the IRS, crazy stuff. Even Democrats right now are questioning it. At a last hearing at Ways and Means a week or so ago, the Democratic chairman of oversight asked the IRS, how are you spending the money we give you? We gave you over $1 billion. Actually, he said, we gave you $1.9 billion during COVID. What did you spend it on?